Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says President Trump's plan to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education would come at the cost of working families. At an event in Champaign yesterday, Pritzker said shutting down the department would immediately affect the state. He says the greatest impact would be on rural schools, students with disabilities, and low-income students relying on federal grants to pay for college.
Their focus now is on cutting funding for your children's school and for everyone in this room. This isn't about efficiency, and it isn't about creating jobs. Trump wants to give a $4.5 trillion tax cut to his billionaire friends.
Pritzker says Illinois has cut taxes for working families while increasing funding for public education. Trump is preparing an executive order asking his education secretary to start closing the department. Illinois Department of Public Health officials say there was a more than 8% drop in overdose deaths in 2023, exceeding a nationwide decline of 4%. State data show opioids, including fentanyl, still account for the majority of deaths. But officials say opioid deaths fell by nearly 10%. Grace Ho is the state's deputy governor for Health and Human Services. She says the state's comprehensive approach is working, but stressed the importance of destigmatizing treatment.
We need to do more, and we are going to continue to do more, so making sure that Narcan is widely accessible. The Illinois Helpline continues to be an important lifeline. We have seen thousands and thousands of individuals call that line to access help.
Ho says she's concerned about the threat to Medicaid funding on a federal level because it could reverse the progress. The results of a contest to pick the new Illinois state flag are in, and voters want to keep the current one. Of the nearly 385,000 votes cast online, 43% of them were for the flag as it is right now. State Senator Doris Turner launched the effort last year with the goal of adopting a new flag that represents the state's diversity. She says more than half of all voters did want a new design.
I don't know where those votes came from, if they came from Illinois, if they came outside of Illinois. That's why it's important that the commission finish their work.
A commission of historians, artists, and Illinois enthusiasts will review the results and present their recommendations to the General Assembly. The legislature will, ultimately, have the final say. Esteemed composer and conductor Tonya Leon was mentored by classical music giants like Leonard Bernstein. Now she's paying it forward in Evanston. Leon has been in town all week, working with young performers and composers at Northwestern University. She said these experiences connect her with the next generation of artists.
They are very inspiring, and I am very, very interested in the young generation because they say things differently. They are looking at life from a different lens. And we, the older people, I don't feel that we're listening.
A Northwestern student ensemble will perform Leon's 2019 orchestration, Rhythmicus, in a concert on campus tomorrow night. Some more things you should know today. The U.S. Small Business Administration is closing its Chicago office over the city's sanctuary city policy. In a statement, SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler claims that Chicago is not complying with federal immigration law. So she'll soon be relocating the office to a different city that does not, quote, reward criminal behavior. The Chicago office is one of six SBA offices across the country that will be relocated as a result of being a sanctuary city. The Art Institute of Chicago is now open 6 days a week. The museum said its reopening on Wednesday is effective this week and that it will offer free admission on weekdays through March 14th. The museum previously shortened its weekday schedule during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today's weather: we'll see some rain and snow, maybe half an inch, with a high of 35. Tonight, we'll have a chance of rain and snow with a low of 27. Tomorrow, we expect sunny skies with a high of 44. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.